Thank you. And good morning. My name is Mehmet Türkan, and I would like to welcome you to my presentation, which is titled as Image Prediction Based on Non-Negative Matrix Factorization. I will start with a brief description of the problem that we addressed in this work. Then I will remind you some prior work on image prediction, including template matching based algorithms and sparse approximation based methods for image prediction. Then I will introduce you our new approach, which is based on non-negative matrix factorization. Actually, it's a direct application of the method. It's a well-known method to image prediction. And I will show you some experimental results, and I will finish my presentation with a brief conclusion. So in this work, we actually address the problem of closed-loop image prediction. So when we talk about closed-loop image prediction, maybe the state of the art is still H.264 intra-prediction modes. So this prediction method is actually it does work in a homogeneous region in an image, or it also sometimes works with contours if the orientation of the modes are highly aligned with the contour directions. The intra-prediction fails mostly in more complex textural regions and structures. So in order to cope with this kind of lags, researchers developed some template matching-based algorithms and include as an additional mode in H.264. Or even sparse approximation-based methods can be used as a generalization of the template matching algorithm. After giving this brief information, I would like to remind you H.264 intra-prediction modes. As you may already know that there are two types of intra-prediction, 16 by 16 and 4 by 4. And 16 by 16 has 4 prediction modes, and 4 by 4 has 9 prediction modes, including 1 DC and 8 directional modes. The idea is very simple. It just interpolates or simply propagates the pixel values which are already encoded, decoded in the specially neighboring pixels. And when we talk about template matching, it's also a very well-known and simple algorithm. You know, people just define a template very close vicinity of the target block, and then try to find its match in a causal search window, and then the minimum distance between template and candidate neighborhood allows us to select the candidate block, and it's just copied and pasted to the pixel values in target block to be predicted. As an example, I would like to show you the TANS method. This is just added as an additional mode in H.264, and resulting in up to 11% bitrate saving. And the idea is very simple. The block to be predicted, 4x4 block, is divided into 4 sub-blocks, and the template matching algorithm is just applied on these sub-blocks in order to have the prediction of this 4x4 block. And even using some multiple predictors and averaging them using larger and directional templates results up to 15% bitrate saving in H.264 algorithm. Recently, we introduced a sparse prediction, sparse approximation based algorithm. So instead of matching the template, we try to approximate the template. And we calculate weighting coefficients, which are calculated in a greedy sparse approximation algorithm. We select the texture patches and then use the same weighting coefficients to approximate the target block. So before going into details of the formulation, I would like to give just a little notation. So suppose that we have defined this causal search window, and the gray shaded area is the support region, C. And our current block, which will be predicted, is B. So we just put these values we vectorize them. We just stack the sample values. And then we compact the vector B as a B sub C, which corresponds to support region C. And since we are at the encoder side, we know the original values of the block to be predicted, B. And we put these actual values into B sub t. And we have another variable which is a matrix, and we stacked all the image patches in the causal search window and put into columns of this matrix. And then we again compact this matrix into A sub C and A sub T, which A sub C corresponds to spatial location of the support region C, and the other one corresponds to B, the block to be predicted B. So when we turn back to sparse prediction, so we have a constraint approximation of support region. We have this constraint because when you try to approximate the template, actually a good approximation of the template will sometimes not lead to a good approximation of the block to be predicted. So what do we do is we use a sparse representation algorithm, greedy algorithm, and at each iteration of the algorithm, we keep track of the sparse vectors obtained at that iteration, and we check if it is if the block to be predicted, the unknown block approximation is good or not, and we try to optimize it using a limited number of iterations in the sparse approximation method. So in this case, we need to signal this selected sparsity level, which is the optimum reconstruction of the unknown block B. And the predicted signal is just calculated by multiplying the corresponding matrix with the selected optimum sparse vector. So this was just from the literature. So I would like to speak about now non-negative matrix factorization algorithm. It's actually it's a low rank representation of the high dimensional data, and it has a property that it's always non-negative. It's very useful for physical interpretation of the results of the non-negative matrix factorization algorithm, and researchers are using this in dimension reduction or data mining and noise removal applications. In other words, let's suppose that we are given a non-negative matrix, the data matrix B, and we try to find its matrix factors A and X. And the usual cost function of NMF is actually this squared Euclidean distance with the constraints of the elements in the matrices are non-negative always. So this is a well-known problem, and it's solved in 2000 by Lee and Sung, and it has alternating multiplicative update equations, and starting with with randomized and non-negative initialization of A and T, A and X, and with alternating update equations, it's proved that this squared Euclidean distance is decreasing for each iteration. We can write this cost function of NMF in a vector form. So let's suppose that we have a vector B, and which needs to be factorized a matrix A and a vector X. So it's still valid. The update equations will work with this kind of problem. And our idea here is to fix A and B. B is actually fixed because it's the data which needs to be factorized. But we fix A here. So let me just remind you what was A. A is the texture patches extracted from this causal search window W. So we fix A and B. Then we try to find an NMF representation of the support region. And then we approximate the unknown block with the same parameters. So then we formalize this equation into R algorithm, so we just use B sub C and A sub C, which corresponds to template and the dictionary for the template. And since we fixed the dictionary AC, we have only one update equation left for X. So this X is start with a randomly initialized non-negative values, and it's iterated until a predefined iteration number or a condition which is satisfied by X. And the predicted values of B is again the using the vector X, which is the final iteration of this algorithm, and we use the dictionary which corresponds to the block to be predicted. I would like to show you some experimental results. These are the preview results that we obtained. Actually, for Foreman and for Barbara and for Cameraman, we tested our algorithm with in comparison to orthogonal matching pursuit and template matching algorithms. And you can see on the top, the NMF algorithm has a great achievement in terms of encoding efficiency. Some results for reconstruction of Foreman, the first frame that we used, and again here you can see the decrease in the bitrate and the increase in the PSNR values greatly improved. But when we take a look to prediction only, not the reconstruction, as you can see, the prediction is a little smoothed. This is why we don't have any constraint on the number of patches to be used. Actually, in sparse approximations, we vary the number of patches, and in template matching, only one patch is used for prediction. But in NMF, we didn't have any constraint. So starting with this observation, we just impose a sparsity constraint on NMF, and our constraint is just to allow k patches, k non-zero elements in the sparse vector. And we keep track of the sparse vectors to optimize the prediction as in the sparse approximation method. And if we again formalize this, it's very similar to sparse approximation algorithm, sparse prediction algorithm, except we have a non-negativity constraint on the coefficients. And of course, here again, we need to signal the value of K selected to optimize the number of patches. And the prediction is again the predicted signal is calculated again in the same manner as sparse prediction method. So here since we reduce the computational load because of the sparsity constraint, we decided to introduce, instead of using only one template, we introduced 9 modes to select the best one at least in order to compare with H.264, because H.264 4x4 intra has 9 modes, so we just decided to have 9 modes and compare it with H.264 prediction. And again here, since we select one of these templates, we need to signal it as an integer value to the decoder. So I would like to show you a region which is extracted from Foreman image, and it's very low bitrate prediction. So you can see this is H.264 prediction and sparse approximations and sparse NMF algorithm prediction methods, and even you can see the artifacts on sparse approximation on the edge, and in NMF there is no artifacts on the predicted image. Another image portion from Barbara and in a textural region, and I don't know if you can clearly see the improvement on visual quality. At least it's improved by this algorithm. Final RD compression results are here, which are compared with H.264 and sparse approximation and NMF for Barbara and for roof images. So we just iterated the sparse approximations 8 times, and we keep k as 8 for NMF algorithm. So it's just up to 1 to 8. The number of patches are varying from 1 to 8. And it's 4x4 block size, and best prediction is selected by an RD cost function. So on the top, on the red curve is NMF, and the blue curves correspond to sparse approximations, and the green curves correspond to H.264 intra prediction modes. So as a conclusion in this work, we just introduced a new image prediction method, which is placed into data dimensions reduction method algorithm. And with sparsity constraints, it even works better. And this can also be applied to image in painting or loss concealment applications. And as a final remark, this algorithm can be an effective alternative when it's compared to other methods, as I described before in this presentation. And I would like to thank you for your time, and if you have some questions, I would be happy to answer.
Do we have any questions from the audience? This is a recorded session, so if you can just step up to the microphone to ask your questions or...
Thank you. How is the computational cost compared to the other methods?
The computational cost compared to H.264 is it's high, because in H.264 it's the filters, the interpolation filters are defined before, and just they use these filters into the algorithm to interpolate pixel values. But that's why it doesn't work for textural regions and complex structures. So, you know, today's technology allows us to develop some complex algorithms to overcome these lacks in the image compression. So, yes, in terms of computational complexity, when we compare with H.264, it's higher than H.264. But with sparse approximation method, it's more or less the same, I can say.
Any other questions?
So when you formalize your equations for the NMAP with a sparse representation, well, you said that the formula for your method and then the sparse representation are pretty much similar, except for that you have constraint with the x always greater than or equal to 0. Yes. So what do you think that, why do you think that, you know, your method works better if we put that constraint?
Okay, that's a good question. Actually, in sparse approximation methods, in each iteration, you try to approximate the template. But at the first iteration, you find the highest correlation between the template and the atoms in the dictionary, and then you calculate the residual. And then at the second iteration, you iterate, you process on the residual image, residual of the template, okay? And, you know, in the spatial domain, the template and the unknown block are correlated to each other, but in the residual domain, they are not correlated. So, first of all, that's why, for example, calculated weighting coefficients in sparse approximations might be very good for template, but it might be very, very, high. It might contain high frequencies for the block to be predicted. So since you try to aggregate just addition, just you superpose the patches instead of using correlation coefficients, which are calculated on the residual domain. And if you see, we don't use the residual information in NMF algorithm. We just use the patches which are very close to template. I hope it's clear. Or
let's thank our speaker.
Thank you.